Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christian. Do you know who you are in Jesus? You're more than a conqueror, regardless of what you see, taste, touch, smell, or hear, because you live by faith. You know the place is a $3 bill. You know it's all phony. And sure, it's a battle to even know that, because your human nature, your flesh nature, just absolutely loves comforts. It loves to be satisfied. And it's actually not content with anything. It might be content for a little while, but eventually you want more, more, more. But when the bread of life comes into your life and he fills you up, and you eat and taste of his righteousness and his love, he fulfills everything. We read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you, that's you and I, people, are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. That means special. That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When you become a Christian, you are not a Muslim. You're not a Hindu. You're not a Buddhist. You're a Christian. Christ died on the cross for your sins. And how do you know that? You don't know that by going to school. You don't know that by inheriting it from your parents. You know that because you know he lives inside of you, and he guides you, and he directs you, and he convicts you. That's how you know. That's what distinguishes Christianity from every other religion. This is not passed down from generations. It's a one-on-one religion. You meeting the creator of the universe. Him living inside of you. Him guiding you into righteousness and love. Other than that, according to the Old Testament, we'd be Canaanite nations. And that's what happens. Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and if the flesh goes rampant, what do you have? Rape, pillage, murder, greed. It just abounds. But when you have the Spirit of the living Lord living in you, it is love. It is caring for your neighbor. It is a realization that the center of the universe isn't around you. But when your eyes aren't on the Lord and they're on you, you're self-centered, you get involved in self-pity, you get involved in depression because things aren't going your way. Yes, depression is real. It is real. But you got to ask yourself, what's causing this depression? When I actually know, and you have to know the truth, because Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. The truth is, gang, and it's hard to understand because it's possible. Impossible to understand with the carnal mind. The truth is, you were created for one reason, for Jesus Christ. You were created for his glory. You're in a rental unit right now. Your spirit, you could say, came, your body came out of the ground and is going back to the ground. It is dirt. That's the reality of it. Take away gas and electricity, and you'll see how long society lasts. We're just floating on this thin, thin, thin layer of ice. Yes, we are. We're walking on thin ice when it comes to our existence as human beings. Our heart's ticking in our body. 6 pints or 8 pints, whatever it is, of blood is flowing through our veins. You don't have a thing to do with it. No, your eyes are blinking. Yet mankind thinks he can do everything, thinks he could change everything, thinks he's in charge of everything. Try stopping your heartbeat, guys. Try living more than 5 minutes without taking a breath. We're nothing. Those are realities, what I'm just saying. Yes, and I'll read this again. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That's us. That's us, the invisible nation of Christ. We're holy, which means separate. We don't let the things of this world dictate our lives. Stay out of bitterness. Stay out of revenge. Stay out of all this filthy sexual pit. Stay pure. Stay modest. Fight it. These are actual evil spirits that we're going up against, people. They're entities that do not have bodies to live in, so they want to live in people. Can you imagine at least 2,000 demons getting cast out of one man? Can you imagine the demons screaming, "Let us alone," when Jesus Christ would go and preach in the synagogues? This is a reality. We are not fighting human beings. These are actual wandering spirits looking to do their deeds of evil through earthen vessels. But this is why Jesus Christ came, to set your soul free, so you could see this fake and you could fight it. Because as it says here, he has called us out of darkness. He has called us out of darkness. You know what darkness is? Your human reasoning, your flesh nature, all your college educations, all your jobs, all your money, everything. It's all dark without knowing that Christ is in charge of everything. I don't care if it's the wristwatch on your wrist. It's Jesus's. Yes, it is. And then it goes on to say, which in time past, not now, time past, were not a people. You were not a people of God before you got reborn. You were led by the nature of Satan. You were in Satan's camp. The powers of darkness directed you like a puppet. I'll read that again. Which in time past were not a people. You were not a people. But now, gang, what does now mean today? Today means this second. We are in this fight minute by minute, second by second. Thoughts popping in all over the place, flaming missiles coming from wherever, trying to direct you and guide you in temptations and lusts. It's like going through a minefield. And the gate is narrow. But the Lord said to endure hardness. Endure hardness. Yes, it is. It's hard to put down your fleshly loves and maybe not make everybody happy and maybe disappoint your family members because all of a sudden you're falling in love with Jesus and they think you have gone off the deep end. But you are now the people of God which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. We didn't have any mercy. We didn't have any grace. We didn't have anything. I don't truly understand it, gang. It's not something you could get out of a book. And some things we just understand through our heart. I believe that. I believe some things you just know because you know how you were and you know how you are. Before you were reborn, you knew how you were. And after you tasted of God's salvation, you know who you are. And this is the whole world. Look at the headlines. Look at the Epstein files that are coming out. This is incredible. Could we be led by this insane, reprobated-minded elite? Could the world actually be led by, you could more or less say, Canaanite nations? It's sure apparent, gang. You know why? Because it's coming out. The darkness is coming out. The perversion is coming out. We're able to see it now. But wherever it might be coming from, the world, the nation, your local municipalities, a corrupt government, ultimately, people, the kingdom of God is within you. As Jesus Christ told the woman of the well, the kingdom of God does not come by observation, but the kingdom of God is within you. So you have to look within yourself first before you can help anybody else. And you might find a beam in your own eye by doing that when you focus on yourself. The farmer has to be the first partaker of the fruits. And when the farmer puts the plow to the ground, he can't look back. If he looks back, the furrow, the plow is going all over the place, and he's lost his row. That's what it is. Peter goes on to say in verse 11, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." This isn't just memorizing Bible verses, gang, or hearing nice music or a smoke machine or listening to dozens and dozens of tapes or watching videos. It's actually living it out. It's actually trusting in the Lord and your daily life, with your daily finances, your daily family, your daily job, your daily chores. Absolutely every breath you take, God is somewhere in it, directing it all. And it's the fight against fleshly lusts, abstaining from fleshly lusts. Yes. And they say pornography is everywhere. Can you imagine with these cell phones, with these poor young kids, with these temptations? We just got to pray for all the people around us. We're going to need a miracle, gang, to get out of this. We need a miracle. And for starters, being reborn is a miracle. We need those miracles. And just like the four men who had faith to rip the roof off and lower their friend down, we're going to have to do the same thing for our loved ones that aren't saved, for the people around us. We're going to have to get in the prayer and pray for all those around us and be conscious of God every day and every minute of our life. So foreign to the human mind. So foreign. Why? Because the human mind, the carnal mind, is an enemy against God. All it could do is reason humanity, reason lusts, reason more, more, more. If I'm Bill Gates and I don't know the Lord, one more dollar. Just a little bit more power. Just a little bit more power. You wonder why all these elites go off the deep end, they become sexual deviants and everything's crazy? Because they never obtain contentment. Because they can't. They never obtain it. Because they can't. So they go off on tangents. The powers of darkness get within them and they go down roads they probably never dreamt they would have. Yes. An abundance of time, an abundance of idleness, an abundance of food leads to a Sodom and Gomorrah situation. I'll read that again. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation / conduct honest among the Gentiles, the unbelievers, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, and that's what happens, they view us as evildoers. Can you imagine that? You come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't want to cheat anybody. You don't want to steal from anybody. You want to live right. You want to do the righteous thing. You want to do a good job at work. But there's something whispering in their ear. He's a Jesus freak. He's a weirdo. He's an evildoer. You would never say that to a Muslim. You would never say that to a Hindu. But these spirits aren't intimidated by a Muslim or a Hindu because they have no power against the powers of demons. No, only the word of God, only Jesus Christ, when he was manifested on the earth, would walk and heal total communities. 500 people saw him after he came back from the dead. Yes. And the apostles would go everywhere and do incredible miracles because of Jesus living within him in them. And again, as I've said, when the Spirit of the living God lives within you, you know you've been changed. You know it's love. It's love. It's true love. Not the love of this world. Not the love that just is based around comforts, greed, and what's in it for me, and worldly accomplishments. No. It's that quietness and confidence knowing that you know who you are in Jesus. That you are a soldier in his army, ready to fight at any time through faith, accepting his grace and his love, which he shed on a cross, naked, crown of thorns on his head. Before that, he was alone in a garden with blood coming out of his pores. For us, that's our Savior, gang. That's the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ. Keep your spiritual chest out. Don't bow down to any other spirit. Choose the narrow path. Endure to the end to be saved. Fight the good fight of faith. And today is the day of salvation. And God bless you.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.